This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour here on the DJB program. How do you do? So welcome into the new year and a kiss off. Let's kiss off the old year. Get rid of it. Out of our minds, out of our lives, out of everything that is close to us. We need new. It's new time. New. Doug Steffen, not so new. Well, new and improved, if you will. Victoria Keevan is here. She's always new and fresh and improved. And Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Happy New Year to all of you, to him, to her, to them. Victoria, what's leading off here in this hour?
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on. One of the things that we've been following for months now is the California fires. And, of course, you spend your time in California, and our Jen is out in California. So that's been something that's on the top of our minds. And now the latest development with that is that the Pacific Gas and Electric Company, PG&E, could actually be facing murder charges. And so this is coming from the Attorney General, Xavier Becerra, and he submitted his official opinion, which is not actually a charge, but it is his opinion that he passes on to a federal judge, and he said that the company, the PG&E, should be on the hook for murder charges. There will be some lesser charges connected with that as well, and this is all related to the Camp Fire, and that is, there are several wildfires that we tracked this year. But the Camp Fire is the deadliest fire that California's ever had. 86 people died, and over 18,000 buildings burned almost to the ground. And
so somebody's got to pay the price for that.
Someone
and it's
has
their
to.
Fault.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So there should be. And
yeah.
These people that run PG&E have been running into Jerry Brown's office every 5 minutes saying, "Oh, please, you got to save us. You got to help us. If we get sued and we have to pay all these fines, we'll go out of business. And then what do you do?" And if Jerry Brown had been smart, he'd say, "Well, that's tough luck for you. We got plenty of other power companies who can run the infrastructure and do it according to best practices instead of you guys. All you're interested in." I don't fault the people that are running it because that's their job. They get hired to make sure the money gets to the bottom line. So in place of that being irresponsible and people dying and the wires are so frayed they fall off of the lines and they're underneath the lines are areas that should have been cleared. The old dead brush wasn't cleared because of some stupid California environmental law that doesn't exist anywhere else in the country that you can't take the undergrowth out. And, I mean, how much
does
it take?
Yeah, and in some cases, they could have taken the brush out. And there were memos that have been leaked now where they just chose not to.
Yeah.
So it's not even just the environmental stuff. This is just negligence on almost every level. And so we'll see what really happens. Now, Becerra's brief was, like I mentioned, that's just advisory. But that is what he would recommend. And so that is what he's putting forward to a federal judge. And now the actual charges will come from the county district attorneys, not the state of California. So there's some weird nuance there with the law, but it'll have to come from the actual counties where the campfire happened.
I wonder if California, Doug, limits the rates that PG&E can charge. So is there a circumstance where PG&E is not making the profit they could be and are not able to maintain the infrastructure as well as it should be?
Don't know the answer to that.
And could California be liable in part of this maintenance debacle?
That's a great question. I don't know about that. But from what I've read about PG&E, one of the problems that they ran into is when it leaked out, that because they skimped on a lot of this stuff, they had a bigger profit. And so when they went back to the investors, to the board, they said, "Oh, here we've got, we're making more money than we thought we were going to make." So they basically chose to give the investors and the board the profit that they were looking for versus actually doing what they should have been doing, clearing the brush, paying people, the right amount to do. And
then that gives us cause to wonder, Victoria, whether other utilities like that doing the same thing.
Yeah, and then these guys just got caught.
But they went to Governor Brown and said, well, we can't go out of business. And Brown said, don't worry, we won't let you go out of business, basically implying that if they're going to be multi-billion dollar settlements. There are two lawsuits, one over the fire last year, and then more this year because of the fire this year. And they're going to be, they don't have those kind of cash reserves.
Stack that on top of the insurance payouts that the insurance companies are having to give. And California, get ready, because your electricity and your insurance is about to take a whole new...
Well, and then on top of that, the civil cases of wrongful death, you know that that's coming next.
Yep. So, well, my friend, the person, our Maria Trilogy, who's the astrologer for us on this program, her son was the first to die in the fire last year. And she was contacted by a group of lawyers who are representing all of the families of the people who died. And they're looking at, you know, a lot of serious money here. You can always figure the lawyers would be first in line, but those people deserve to have some kind of settlement. That guy shouldn't have died. Why would he? He died. He couldn't get out fast enough. The fire was moving so fast that he was an architect, and he'd gone in to work on some buildings in there, and he went back in. He checked the winds and stuff. I mean, he wasn't a novice. He was a 55-year-old guy who knew how to do what he was doing, and he had left his plans for the rebuild of whatever structure they were working on. And so we went back in to get him, and the fire, the wind changed direction, and it overtook him immediately, so that he was asphyxiated in his truck.
Oh,
and, you know, yeah. So those, so they, somebody's got to pay for that. It's just not right. This kind of lack of response, lack of responsibility. It's just not acceptable. It isn't. It's not. And the state of California, man, if you're living in California, we got four or five states in California, I can't imagine you want to go along with what Brown has told, if in fact he has the authority even to tell Pacific Gas and Electric, don't worry, we'll take care of you if it gets bad. So it's completely unacceptable. The President and Senator Lindsey Graham got together over the weekend, and apparently Trump is in a different place than he was. He's reevaluating the withdrawal from Syria. As you all know, Mad Dog Mattis left his position because he didn't like what the president decided to do, and Lindsey Graham, who has some sway on the president, has said that maybe we should do this differently. The Chief of Staff, General Dunford, said, after discussions with the president, I have never felt better about the way where we're headed. Okay, well, that's what Lindsey Graham said that, too. So, and the president went to Iraq over... I don't think that got as much press coverage, did it? Or was it just me not paying attention?
Only on Melania's boots. Otherwise, no.
Yeah, right. Yeah, she wore boots. She wore Timberland boots,
and I don't know, but there was some kind of hubbub about her wearing Timberland boots to go visit the troops.
What was the hubbub?
Really? I didn't hear anything about it.
Yeah.
I saw something out of the corner of my eye, and then I just discounted it because...
I didn't even read the article because it's so worthless. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I saw an article the other day saying that it's not okay for Melania to wear Timberland boots, but it is okay for Michelle Obama. So then they start comparing Michelle Obama's glitzy boots to Melania's Timberland boots, and that's the news we get today.
Yeah, terrific.
It's
all
just
right.
Pitting women against each other, too, and that just makes me sick.
It is,
so.
Right. Ridiculous. All right, the EPA has new rules regarding a certain type of pollution. I want to go over that with you in a few moments. Quarter after the hour here on the DJV program.
Message and data rates may apply. TNC and privacy terms can be found at babbel.com/terms. Please don't text and drive.
Learning a language doesn't have to be difficult, especially with Babbel. Whether you want to learn Spanish, French, or Polish, Babbel will get you speaking right away.
Learning Spanish has always been one of my New Year's resolutions. I kept telling myself, I'll start tomorrow. One day, I heard a Babbel ad and decided to finally give it a try.
Babbel's 10 to 15-minute lessons can fit into any busy schedule. And if you do just one lesson a day, your language skills will improve.
I was intimidated, but Babbel made it easy. I did just one or two lessons a day, and within a few weeks, I was already beginning to have conversations.
Babbel's spaced repetition method gradually builds your language skills, so you intuitively remember remember what you've learned, all through fun, easy-to-follow lessons. Try Babbel for free. Download the app or text HAPPY to 484848. Text HAPPY to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's HAPPY to 484848.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, what do you think about this? The Environmental Protection Agency, one of the agencies that develops the most animosity, deserves the biggest boos of all of the agencies, and frankly, my hope was when the Trumpster said he was going to drain the swamp, I was hoping this was the first stop. However, that has not been the case. They put a boob in charge, this guy Pruitt. He's now gone, and I don't even know who's there now, but these farmers, I always take the approach of farmers because I'm a farmer, and the EPA has done vast harm. It's like there's an attack by the government on farmers and farms. It's been consistent over the past 10, 12, 14 years. More slap and stupid regulations, like farmers don't know how to grow things. Farmers don't know how to responsibly save and protect their own land. You know, that's the kind of stuff that you're talking about. And so the EPA has continued to do their dance. The agency says it's considering major revisions to the restrictions for evaluating mercury emissions from coal-burning power plants. Now, in my mind, I was not a fan of the Obama administration, but mercury is bad. Bad, 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 bad. And there's nothing about having it anywhere near in proximity to you. If it gets into your system, it is so damaging. It gets into your blood, and you can't get it out. So if anything that we can do, mercury is in those damn, you know, the reason that I oppose getting flu shots in part is because they use, there are two kinds of flu shots. One that has thiacol or whatever that mercury is, I don't know what they call it, but something like that, thiamiacol, and then the kind that doesn't. The only reason they put the mercury in it is because it lasts longer. You can keep the flu stuff around, and it's a preservative. So it's in a lot of different things. And it is just, it's really horrible for your system. It's like any metal. There's, you know, your body is based on certain, if you remember chemistry and all of the signs for various chemical, oxygen, nitrogen, carbon, all that stuff. Well, mercury, if you remember back to that era, is very, very damaging to all of the natural elements, even though mercury is found naturally. It's not in your body naturally. It's only absorbed, and it bogs down the process of almost everything in your body. So getting it out of your body is important, and the Obama-era restrictions are appropriate. But now these people want to dump them. Instead of dumping the regulations that are really stupid and harmful, they're going after stuff like this. And all they do is stir up the environmental pot, and nothing gets done because this stuff will all end up in court. And so what do we have at the end of the day? Another expensive court ruling, and it doesn't help anybody. Keep the mercury the hell out of our lives would be what I would say. 21 after the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Celebrate the end of the year and the coming of the new year. Looking back on some of the top songs in 2018, this is the rock category. So we have the top five rock songs from this past year. Starting at number five with Panic at the Disco doing High Hopes. What do we think of this song, ladies and gentlemen? Richie, Victoria?
Panic at the Disco is not... They're not really my favorite. They're a little too musical theater.
How do you mean?
They're very theatrical.
You mean when they're performing on stage?
No, just like their sound is very like music theater to me. It's like very musical theater, like rock opera kind of stuff. It's not really my thing. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Richie, who's listening to this at your house?
My daughter might be.
She's good. Okay.
This is rock. This is pop to me.
Yeah.
Anybody that calls himself Panic at the Disco and the main instrument is a keyboard, I cannot hear a guitar in this song.
Nope.
This is not rock and roll. Pop.
So here what we're doing is the Billboard people have different categories, pop music, country, rock, dance music, that sort of thing. And so we're going through categories from the Billboard charts. Number four on this list of top rock songs for the year, Foster the People doing Sit Next to Me. Sounds like a pop song too to me.
This is very poppy,
This is not rock at all.
This isn't rock. All right, let's go to the Imagine.
Well, Imagine Dragons isn't going to be much more rock, I don't think.
Yeah, all right, let's try one of them. There's two from Imagine Dragons, the top five of the Billboard rock list. Number three is Believer. What a guitar, Richie.
It's really more of a synth.
Same stuff, right? This Thunder?
This is Thunder here.
Yeah, this is a better song than Believer, but...
Where's rock gone? Where's pop music gone? Who's going to remember that?
Yeah, these kids don't know how to do rock and roll.
Seriously.
No, I'm just saying, I'm in the same, same way.
This is crap.
This is not rock and roll. It's not too bad of music. I don't mind it. And when I listen to it, you know. But it's not rock and roll.
No. You know, the weird thing is when you listen to when you listen to rock music, if you find a rock channel around on regular radio, which is not easy to do anymore,
right.
But it's all old songs. There is no new rock. You know, it's because it's this kind of stuff doesn't even sound like rock music.
Rock. There is, the radio just won't play it. I go see bands all the time that you will not hear on the radio, and it's rock and roll.
Yeah,
and they're making new music. So there's definitely plenty of it out there, but the big records
want
to jam the other stuff down your throat. So that's what you get.
Well, that is. It's a jam, Richie. No question about that. So, a number, as we try to relate to this, we all sound like, why are we doing this?
I know, right?
Hey, what's up there? Number one there, Sonny.
Number one is Portugal the Man, Richie, doing Feel It Still.
It's top of my chart this year.
This is so poppy, I can't even believe this was on a rock chart. This song was everywhere in 2018.
See, I don't mind the music. The music is okay, but it's not rock.
Right.
I think Billboard's losing it. Or maybe the industry's losing it.
This is what's being played on. This is all based on airplay. So
yeah,
played on stations. So it's just not rock.
I remember the old cigar chopping record promoters used to come around to my office and try to get me to play a song. I'm wondering how many of those guys are still around pushing this kind of crud. All right, so there it is, boys and girls. The top rock songs of 2018. I'm sure you enjoyed it. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A special delivery to President Trump from North Korea's leader. South Korean newspapers are reporting that Kim Jong-un has sent President Trump a message about the stalled nuclear talks, and within that message he expresses a conciliatory tone and suggests there should be more such summits to discuss denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula. Former U.S. Ambassador to Iraq, Christopher Hill, says he's not so sure more of these meetings will make much of a difference. difference.
This is going to be a negotiation of two people, Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump. And I have my concerns that Donald Trump really understands the issues and understands what our red lines are.
Russian media reports say the Kremlin is detaining a U.S. citizen on spying charges. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO19 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The hour. Happy New Year, everybody. Hi, Doug Steffen. How many times have I said that on the air? Probably more times than most of you have said it, whether on the air or off the air. I'm talking about how many years have I said Happy New Year. You and I have said Happy New Year, Richie, on the air for, what, 25, 26 years or so?
Yeah, something like that.
Victoria is she's a calculator. She's a, only you heard me say it 3 or 4 years. Happy to have all of you along. Victoria Keelan is here, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, with a focus on some of the names in the news today. Richard Overton, the oldest living veteran, has passed away. He served in World War II, beloved figure. He credited, we talked about him, Victoria. Remember earlier in the year when he had his birthday? He believed that his smoking cigars and drinking whiskey every day kept him alive.
Well, he was 112 when he died, yeah. So he was obviously doing something right.
Yeah, right. Passed away in Austin, Texas at a rehab facility. Recently been hospitalized with pneumonia. He had been around in Austin last few years. He was the Grand Marshal of their Veterans Day parade a couple of years ago. He said, I remember we talked about this and kind of laughed about it. Smoked 12, 13 cigars a day. Made sure to drink milk every day and eat some butter pecan ice cream every night.
I like
he also enjoyed a splash of whiskey with his coffee. When you put that whiskey in there, it makes your muscles get warm, he said, when he was 108. He lived in the same house in Austin for 70 years. Bought it for $4,000 after the war. He was a corporal in Hawaii, in Guam, and Iwo Jima. He was a sharpshooter. The all-black 1887 Engineer Aviation Battalion, the 1887th, volunteering for the Army in 1942 after Pearl Harbor. His service earned him a meeting with President Obama when he was 107. He was born May 11th, 1906, 8 years old when World War I started. He said he still had memories of soldiers returning to his hometown after the First World War. He outlived two wives, has a 90-year-old girlfriend.
Wow.
How about that? He said, I don't think about death. You can't do anything about it anyway. It's going to come whether you want it or not. Just got to think about living. What a smart guy. So Richard Overton.
Here's the question.
The nation's oldest living World War II veteran passing away at the age of 112. Yes, Richie.
Did you outlive your kids? Because that would be the hardest one.
Yep. That's
I don't know if he had kids.
May not have.
There was no mention of him having children.
You know, I'm looking at his wiki page, and you're right. It doesn't mention.
Yeah, he had two wives.
Spouses.
Yep. Yeah. I don't think he had kids. Maybe that's why he lived to 112.
No kidding.
Yeah, that could be it, right? All right, so there's that. Now, The Rock is another person in the news. He's given his mother a nice Christmas present. He did a big thing for her. He posted, actually, an emotional video of his mom, Atta Johnson, unwrapping his life-changing gift to her. This one felt good, he wrote alongside the clip of his mother opening a card. Surprise! Bought my mom a new home for Christmas. He continued, all our lives growing up, we lived in small apartments all across the country, lived like gypsies on the road from one state to another. His father was a wrestler, so he traveled all around like the wrestlers do today, but they didn't make the kind of money then that they do now. First home his parents lived in was the one that he bought for them in 1999, and then they divorced, things get complicated. Since then, I've always made sure my mom and dad have had everything they need, houses, cars, that sort of thing. And as for how the gift was different than others, he explained it's because she gets to choose any home she wants, anywhere she wants to be. Not a bad deal. He concluded on the post, somehow, somewhere along the line, I became one lucky SOB able to make stuff happen like this. Merry Christmas, Ma, and woo-hoo! Enjoy your new home. Good.
We've had a lot of guests on this show over the years, and
yep,
him. He is one of the nicest people you will ever talk to. He's just good dude.
He gets it, man.
He gets it.
He also hosted some young visitors on Christmas. The people from the Make-A-Wish Foundation, Rays of Sunshine Children's Charity, Starlight Foundation, and helped them out a lot, too. He's a giving guy, and he is very, very grateful. He gets that he has a very lucky star. And so, there's nothing wrong with that. I see nothing wrong with that.
I've always said, some people have like a persona that they're really a nice guy, and then you find out later on, well, they're really not. Exactly. He must really be a nice guy because his ex-wife is also his manager, and I don't know any divorced couples that want to continue to work together unless he really is a good guy.
She's handling the money. She's handling the money.
Right.
Right.
So that kind of always made me think, he's okay.
Richie had one other. We would be happy to tell you that Donny Osmond is exactly the same.
Oh.
And Kiefer Sutherland was also.
Kiefer Sutherland, great guy.
Yeah, and Donny Osmond, what, he called you at home or something, didn't he, when he missed a conversation?
It was his fault that he missed our interview. We called him, and he didn't answer the phone.
Yeah.
And he called me in my office an hour later and said, it just couldn't be more apologetic. and just said, can we do it now? When's good for you guys? I'm available anytime you guys want. I'm so sorry. Anytime you want to do it. And I'm just like, you know what? Set me up with your sister and we'll call it all even. This is 20 years ago.
But, has it been that long? Has it been that long?
Yeah, I mean, we had him on the show a bunch of times, but when this happened, yeah, it was a long time ago.
Wow.
You know what else I was reading over the weekend? Keanu Reeves. That guy just gives and doesn't like his found. You know how all or most celebrities have a foundation of some sort, or a lot of celebrities. Like, his foundation is secret. He doesn't show up as the owner of the foundation, and it gives money to hospitals all over the country, and nobody knows that it comes from him. He doesn't live a lavish lifestyle, and he gives away most of his money. Like, the money he made for The Matrix, he gave it all away.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And that was a lot of money, too.
It was a lot of money.
He lives a very simple life. You know who else is like that, I hear, is Kevin Bacon. I don't know.
Oh, I see. When I was in the city, I saw Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick all the time. They lived in my neighborhood. They're like regular, nice people.
Right.
They just go to the gym. They go to Starbucks. Like, they're just really normal people.
New York celebrities are like that.
Yeah, that's why a lot of celebrities like living in New York. Because no one else bothers them, because New Yorkers don't care.
He's in a new show about Boston cops, and a friend of my son's is the co-star. And I've become friendly with this kid. His name is Jonathan Tucker. You may recognize his name. You recognize his face if you saw him. And he'd become a friend. Matter of fact, he's spending the night at the house tonight and tomorrow night.
Tucker, isn't he, I have to look him up. Was he in Mean Girls with Lindsay Lohan?
Maybe. I don't know. You wouldn't approve of my, I just met him. And I've only seen him in Persons of Interest in a couple of movies and stuff.
Isn't there that movie, John Tucker Must Die?
I don't remember that one.
Darren?
No, this is Jonathan. Mm. Anyway, so he and Bacon are in this new movie, a new TV show about Boston cops, and they wanted to shoot it in Boston. Obviously, hello, duh. It's about Boston cops. Kevin said, I'll do the show on one condition, that you shoot it in New York. I don't want to go to Boston. I want to be with my wife in New York. So they're having to scout out neighborhoods in New York that look like Boston neighborhoods.
Wow. That can't be too hard.
To do the show? No, not at all. You find stuff over in Staten Island or wherever.
I think people are people are more unfamiliar with Boston, so it'll be easier, I think, to do that. But like a lot of times, whenever they film something that's supposed to be New York, it always is so fake looking. Unless it's really shot in New York, it's very hard
to replicate.
It's like NCIS.
They supposedly are in Washington. They're not. They're all in L.A. You can tell by looking at the houses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the landscape that they have. It's all done in L.A. Everything's done in L.A. They make it look like it's. And that's part of the magic, I guess, the movies or TV or whatever it is. But I thought it was interesting. Anyway, the point wasn't about the TV show. That Kevin Bacon was very generous, and his wife as well, Kira Sedgwick. So, I mean, there are tons of people around, and they give and they... Why, if you're giving and you're sincere about it, why do you want to do a press release? Hey, I just gave $1 million to yada, yada, yada. No. You do it and you keep quiet about it. Another name in the news today is Alexandra Black of New Palestine, Indiana.
What'd she do?
Killed after being attacked by the lion.
Oh, yeah.
In an enclosure that she was cleaning at the Conservative Center Wildlife Sanctuary in Burlington, North Carolina. The lion was shot, but not until after he finished her off. And, you know, this is one of those things. You hear these stories from time to time about people. They go into these kids. The animals are supposed to be tame, and they have done it hundreds of times.
Apparently, he got out of a locked enclosure to where she was.
The lion did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so something mechanically... Or somebody didn't do something properly, and the enclosure got unlocked, and he got out and attacked her.
Yep. All right, up next in a moment, a couple of former football players become members of Congress. We'll tell you who those people are right after this. Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase Sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310. Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose after a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here, or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, that's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com, and get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com.
Right now, you're probably working on a list of things to do today, like errands, bills, emails, housework, dinner, and don't forget that workout. Our brains help us keep our busy lives organized as we age, and Prevagen helps your brain. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. It can turn an ordinary infection into a life-threatening event. Sepsis occurs when chemicals in the body released to fight an infection end up triggering an inflammatory response. Dr. Steve Peters says a mild case may cause a quickened heart rate, fast, shallow breathing, and fever.
Severe sepsis means you've got that and signs of organ damage, lung injury, impaired kidney function, impaired liver function.
In fact, sepsis can affect almost any organ system in the body. It's a dangerous situation that needs immediate attention. Even with treatment, you can progress to septic shock. That's where, along with all the other symptoms, there's a dangerous drop in blood pressure.
That has an associated risk of death in the hospital of about 20-30%.
The earlier you can seek treatment, the easier it is to stop sepsis in its tracks. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase Sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 40, where are we here? Looks like 47 after the hour. Colin Allred and Anthony Gonzalez. Allred used to play for the Titans and Gonzalez for the Colts. They are among this year's newly elected House members. They are, I guess, standout NFL players. I don't know that much about it because I'm not a football fan. But Allred played... Yeah. On the defensive squad for the Titans from 2007 to 2010. Gonzalez played on the line for the Colts from 2007 to 2011. Richie, do you know these
nope.
two names?
Not even.
Not, don't know.
Yeah. If they were
Allred
3 years
a Democrat,
in and out.
Gonzalez a Republican.
They weren't standout.
They weren't?
No, nah, okay. they have 3 years. So
it's no big deal that they are in, I mean, that they were football players.
Hey, if anybody gets into the NFL, that's a very small club. So you did something special if you played for the NFL.
Yeah. I don't know if they know each other that well. It must be they played at the same time. Most of those guys know each other, don't they? From one time.
A lot of them do. Not all of them.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to them anyway. Have their first session on Wednesday. 10 before the hour here on the DJV Extravaganza. Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Harry is the most honest guy in household repair that you'll ever find. It's Money Pit time here on the DJV program, courtesy of Tommy the K. Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, heard around the country every single weekend. But beside that, they have a fabulous website, Facebook page, you name it. You got a problem, you can get the research and find out how to fix whatever your problem is. I got a problem with my toilet.
Oh, yeah?
I have more than one toilet, but this particular toilet is an old... I live in an older home, and the toilets, some of them are fairly old. Uh-huh. And so, the plunger, the thing that connects to the rod that actually flushes, lifts the rubber thing off,
yeah,
and the water
goes
down, flushes. Uh-huh. Right. Can I replace that with just any... I've got all kinds of... I was looking at a box in the barn the other day, and I got three or four of these replacements. Are they all the same?
Basically, are they new replacement parts or are they old?
Yeah. What do you?
Well, you know what I'm saying. I don't know
I know you think I buy or I have old stuff around and I reuse it. Yes, I do. But these are new.
So. Yeah. Well, probably. Now the fill valve and the flush valve are the two valves that make a toilet work. The flush valve is that flapper that's in the bottom of the tank, and if your toilet runs. Usually the flush valve is leaking, and it's a rubber seal. So if it's old, if those parts have been sitting around for a while, it may
not seal. If I jiggle the handle or fiddle, take the top off and fiddle with the, and I did this, and it seems to be okay now. It just take the length of the this chain that hooks onto the top of that valve, that rubber valve, and it's hooked onto the lever with a piece of copper or something. I don't know.
Right.
And I just bent it and gave it a little bit more, and it seems to be okay now.
Well, what I generally recommend, Doug, is replacing both the fill and the flush valve. Because you might as well. I mean, you got to turn the water off and drain the tank.
Right. So when are you coming up to do that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but no, that's then. That's, you know, if you're wondering if your toilet is leaking, is a little trick of the trade for that too. You can put some food coloring in the bowl, and I'm sorry, in the tank, and then wait a couple hours and see if it leaks into the bowl. If it leaks into the bowl, you're wasting water.
Right. Exactly.
No, Tom, that. When will somebody invent a toilet mechanism that actually works and you don't have to replace it every 3 years?
Well, you know, there have been several really good toilets that last a really, really, really long time. American Standard made one that came out a few years ago, and it was called Champion. And I have two of those in my house, and I put one in my mom's house, and they've never given us a problem. And they also have a version of it that's self-cleaning. You put a insert into it that has Lysol built into it, and every time you flush it, it drops some of the Lysol into the tank.
Oh, I'm down.
So that's kind of cool, too. Yeah.
All right, let's talk New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
In order, as far as your home is concerned, MoneyPit.com has a lot of information. If you go to their website and the Facebook page, we go to the website, sign up for the newsletter, MoneyPit.com, and one of the things that would jump out at you if you were there right now were the stories about how to fix up your home. How are you resolving? What things do you need to do that make your home happier, safer, healthier? What do we have, Tom?
Well, you know, it occurs to me, Doug, that this time of year we all set resolutions, well-meaning resolutions to, you know, save money, lose weight, get in shape, and so on. To me, I see that you could do all of that with your house. Let's say you wanted to lose weight, right? Well, yeah. Why don't you just declutter, right? You're talking about all the stuff you have sticking around. Let's get rid of some of this stuff. Let's get organized. And let's declutter. That's an easy way to have your house lose some weight for you. Talking about laundry organization and closet organization, you know. And if you want to eat better, what better time than now to think about doing a new kitchen? This time of year is the frustration peak for people that are thinking of kitchen renos, Doug, because of the kitchen's getting a workout with all the friends and the family and the meals and such. So typically January is the month when people really decide, that's it, I've had it. I want to have a better kitchen, so now is a great time to plan that type of update. And if you don't have the money to do a total kitchen makeover with cabinets and everything, you can just do an inexpensive one. You can change your countertops, change your hardware, improve your lighting. You know, there's a lot of inexpensive ways to spruce up, you know, that kitchen.
All right. So a lot of things. Now, I saw also when I went to the Money Pit website, tips for a mold-free home. That seems to be on a lot of people's minds, isn't it? There's so much mold. I was in a friend's house. He had a leaky roof, and the roof came down. Ceiling came down in the room, and they just shut the room off to the fix.
Yeah, and that's really, really common right now, too. In the wintertime, we get so much moisture, not so much air. And I think what you have to recognize is that mold needs, you know, a couple of things to operate. It needs the water, it needs the organic source, which is usually the drywall, you know, the paper on the drywall, and it needs a good fresh source of air. Those three things in presence together give you mold. So you want to cut back on those leaks, and if you see any mold starting to form, spray it with a bleach solution.
Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.